Sound Vault. Secrets from the archives.
On the 6th of February 1840, more than 500 Maori chiefs from the North Island of New Zealand and representatives of the British Crown signed the Treaty of Waitangi. Very simply put, the treaty gave the Maori the same rights as British subjects, but the two versions in the two languages, Maori and English, held different meanings. And so the question of whether the obligations of the treaty have been upheld is still an ongoing source of debate. A Haka for Waitangi by Robin Ravlich, created in 1990, checks in 150 years after the signing of the treaty, piecing together perspectives on this significant but contested document via Maori radio, political speech, hip-hop and haka.
Te tino rangatiratanga a te iwi Maori. Rangatiratanga.
This one here, if you have a look, incised on his chest called Ko Ihutapu. Now this is an ancestor. Ihutapu is an ancestor from Wairua. Right. You'll see that he's holding a tukipo tangata. Invariably, as a sign of chief and, you know, rank and status, we've got a tukipo tangata around there. These here would have gone in a meeting house. Inside the interior meeting house, you've got the potoko manawa, which go right up to the tahuhu, the ridgepole, right? In some cases, there's one, there could be two, and in some cases, three potoko manawa, right? So, like here, you see the pole there, this would go right up to the tahu, the ridge pole. In some cases, the potoko manawa are freestanding, like you will have some meeting houses, and you'll have, besides the potoko manawa pole, you'll have, say, an ancestor finger just standing there. It won't be going right up to the roof, and that still happens today. Just any questions, just ask.
It's a hole in the chest.
Kawanatanga.
The concept of sovereignty in a Western sense, if it had been accurately translated to Māori, I think would probably have prevented most of our elders from signing the treaty. The term that was used in the Māori version was that the tribes would retain their tino rangatiratanga, that is, their full authority over themselves and their chiefly authority over their land, forests, fisheries and so on, and their treasures. The tino rangatiratanga, as the Māori understood it, was retained by the tribe. And what was ceded, in the Māori view, in the treaty, was what the missionaries translated as kawanatanga, or governorship. That was the deal as Māori saw it. And the loss of land and the loss of resources, in spite of the treaty, made Māori very, very dubious about what rangatiratanga, or the chiefly authority of the tribe, meant. There was also a huge attempt by the settler governments to change the significance or meaning of the words by, in fact, legislating in the 1860s to do away with the tribe. Terms such as we must stamp out the beastly communism of the Māori, we must destroy the dreaded wharepuni, that's the meeting house. The attempts to individualise Māori title in order the more easily to acquire Māori land. All this attempt to break down the communal bonding systems were really an attempt to break down the control and leadership of chiefs or rangatira. And of course that was right at the heart of the notion of rangatiratanga, the chiefliness, the chiefly authority of the group.
So having said that, it is my task, and I'm very glad to my task to declare this exhibition Tonga Māori open. And in opening the exhibition, I just hope and pray that people's eyes, minds and hearts will also be open to receive and to accept what it is that this exhibition can offer. Nō reira, e ho mā, kia tā, kia toa, kia mana nui engāri, kia kotahi tātou,
a tēnā koutou, a tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
A haka is an action song.
We need patterns to help us do the important things that happen in life at those significant occasions. Māoris have those patterns, they have those rituals, and for that usually we need a marae. A marae is a space on which significant things take place and where significant things are said. And you usually have two sides, the monohiri, the visitors, and the tangata whenua, the home side. And they exchange speeches and greetings to each other. And we did that this morning, and in that we feel confident, and it releases us to say and to do the things that need to be said on these occasions. And so I felt good that we were able to do it according to what we call a Māori kawa, a Māori custom, and that seemed to be one which was acceptable to everybody.
My name is Thomas Tohe Pakanga. That's still my Christian name. Tohe Pakanga. Eager to battle.
Mana Māori, Māori power. Wehi, fear.
The canoe, or waka, as the Maoris call it, is about 40 metres long, and it's manned by the Ngāti Patua tribe, the original inhabitants of the land on which Auckland City is now built. Accompanied by smaller canoes from the other North Island tribes, what a marvellous sight the flotilla makes as they slip across the harbour.
Maori activists began their protest against the Games late today, calling on the New Zealand government to honour a 140-year-old treaty that guaranteed Maori land rights.
after arriving
earlier,
in New
a Maori
Zealand last
Waikanae
month,
carried the game's baton in chief across two, Auckland Harbour. But it seems elsewhere a last-minute struggle was going on between police and Maori radicals. Two rifles were seized in pre-dawn raids by a special squad.
I opened the window and asked to see their warrant and their ID. They said to me, if you don't open it, we're going to smash the door down.
That's the signal to those waiting on the southern shore that the war fleet is approaching.
Indigenous people struggling for a righteous cause. We ain't wrong, we're just fighting for ourselves. Hour by hour, day by day. Never get to fight the struggle my own way. Yo, it's a place, a different culture, different ways. But who controls the place? Not us, this I must say. Yo, retain your culture, never give an end to the vulture. Who's messed up? Someone's messed up. Yeah, we know about the system. So what's up, chicken? It ain't our system for your rights. Never give up. Babylon ways of betrayal, and in that we are stuck. So blame, who's to blame who? To me it's obvious who fits those shoes. The ones who own the power must shoulder the blame. It's their ways in control, huh? This ain't no game.
This
ain't no game. What?
This ain't no game.
Representing all the tribes of Maoridom, the Waiata Haringa, the action song, reaffirms the massed Maori welcome, encouraging the distinguished visitors to bring goodwill and understanding with them. The Mihi Mahata, the lament for ancestors and friends of the Maoris and the visitors. New Zealand is about to celebrate its 150th birthday on February the 6th.
The Maori coalition Te Ao Attack, or War Party, staged a peaceful march through downtown Auckland last night, coinciding with the opening ceremony, which it described as offensive to Maoridom and an attempt to whitewash New Zealand history for overseas visitors. The group's spokesman is Sid Jackson.
The government has, in a quite unprincipled manner, used sport, used the athletes, used the administrators, used the games themselves as part of their celebration of 1990. And we take exception to that.
The front ranks from right now form into a canoe patterns, and they join calling all of us together, all the athletes and all the visitors, into the canoe of goodwill under the Treaty of Waitangi, which is the treaty with the British 150 years ago. Or hands over the baton to a warrior of the Ngāti Whatua. So begins the final leg of the relay that will see the Queen's message paraded around Auckland City throughout the day, and then finally delivered to Mount Smart Stadium.
Article the Third. In consideration thereof, Her Majesty the Queen of England extends to the natives of New Zealand her royal protection and imparts to them all the rights and privileges of British subjects.
Was the New Zealand national anthem, God Defend New Zealand.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. To the people of the world, I greet you to Aotearoa, to New Zealand. This great gathering of people here today reminds me of another great gathering, the day my ancestors joined together with the Queen of England representative to sign the Treaty of Waitangi. Let us all remember that this treaty was signed so that we can live together as one nation in Aotearoa.
One, Munya Portal Jackson, you're on air on Radio Aotearoa in Auckland, the Māori radio station in Auckland. Speaking of the Treaty of Waitangi, Geoffrey Palmer has said that Parliament will make the final decisions on the treaty from now on. Some people would say he's just talking and just making noises for the electors, for the electorate, but other people would say he's actually putting things into the pipeline. What do you think might be cooking?
The way that the government has been going has clearly been to uphold mana pākehā and the pākehā text of the treaty.
You don't think it would be of some value to actually build on the treaty?
To have it enshrined as a constitution or something like that?
Yeah, to actually try and get the redress using all the avenues.
The history of the courts has shown that, you know, it's only going to be tampered with and redefined. I just can't see how redress can be achieved, how tino rangatiratanga can be achieved in Pākehā forums such as the courts, the tribunal. I mean, are they going to say, yes, Māori people do have te tino rangatiratanga, we actually are illegal, we shouldn't exist? I don't think so. Christ, we just keep accepting a little bit and compromising over the years. You know, we're just entrenching ourselves, and then later on it's going to be too difficult to achieve, to get back that tino rangatiratanga. We've got to sit down and plot alternatives, and it can't be just reforms here and there. You know, there have been ideas mooted about a whole, well, I did talk back last week about if we had a revolution, okay, what would we do after it? And I got the odd person ringing up and telling us how we'd have a revolution. I said, no. Afterwards, what would we put into place? What would we replace these institutions with? How would we run the country? And that was really good because people are sort of thinking, we'll have to change the legal system around. Then we'd have to change the Westminster style system around and all that. And it just gets you thinking about that there really needs to be something really big and structurally different for a change. And it seems idealistic, but you know, I think we've got to stop piddling around.
Interesting thoughts. 1990. Yes,
we're currently waiting for a decision later this year of the tribunal on our case. We're just financially exhausted and we really don't feel inclined to participate in the national birthday party, although we'll certainly have a whole lot of things in the South Island commemorating the treaty and participating on a local and regional base in the operation. But we won't be en masse at the great gathering at Waitangi on February the 6th. There'll be a small group of us there, but we're keeping our new carved canoes in the south. We're not transporting them all the way north. We've had to cut it back, and we've cancelled the planes that we'd chartered to take our people north. Now, that's not hostility. It's just really that we can't afford it. And we've got a major fishing case in the High Court in the new year, and we've got to keep our resources together for that. There are other Māori who are just saying, we don't really feel we should play with enthusiasm until this crowd, i.e. the government, show that they're a bit more positive about what's happening. And there are a huge number of Māori who will be there celebrating being Māori New Zealanders, poking borax at Pākehā, but very much expressing their Māoriness as New Zealanders and commemorating. Indeed, I suspect some of them celebrating.
Ahaka is an action song. It is a type of protest.
I think the real problem for 1990 and the Great Birthday Party is that Māori will switch out and become increasingly alienated unless we can get through this year. We've got some big decisions to make this year, and it's very difficult for the government because it's got this underlying threat, almost omnipresent threat, of a general election. But I don't believe that race relations are the big political issue of this century. They have the potential to be the major political issue of next century if we can't get them right now.
A haka for Waitangi.
Nei mai nei na tau, tau ripoki, hai patu tau nei na.
tainga, viua mai a hokanohi, ka tahi a nora, pauri a ka kula e pā, ki runga ki te Māori.
A Haka for Waitangi by Robin Ravlich was originally commissioned for the Listening Room. Robin's contributions to the ABC over the years are immeasurable. Find more of her works at abc.net.au/rn/soundproof.
Sound Vault. Secrets from the archives.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.